All right, 2 minute warning. Goodbye, Sai. Due to a quick yesterday, we are once again going to do Pirkei Avos, Perek Bet, Mishnah Yud Gimel. 1 minute warning. Tonight's share is a quick adaptation of Mark and Yitzhak. David Abraham Ben Chia, honor of the healthcare heroes, and honor of the Chayalei Tzvah Hanagaha, the Israel, the Israeli soldiers. I'm going to pick 10 names randomly from the COVID-19 panel list, and we're going to learn. And of course, it's a refuah. It's at 6 o'clock, so we can do this one slowly. Ari ben Chai Rachau. Abichai Sachar ben Rachau. Abraham Megila. Sri Chasya Racha Baschaya. 4. Dov Zeb ben Pesel Penina. 5. Esther Rizu Baschaya Malka. 6. Elimaelech Mordechai ben Shulamis. 7. Eluza ben Jamela. 8. Mesh ben Matosindo. 9. Ashurli Abba Malka. 10. And in the third of Abba Omer, as well, we'll add 4 more names. Shalom Yosef ben Hendel. Shulam Eluza Menachem ben Tevelaya. Shmuel Abba ben Pethel. And Simcha ben Yehuda. 14 people suffering from the coronavirus. Tonight's learning will be in Yehudchas. Rabbi Shimon Aymar, Rabbi Shimon says, Habe Zahir the Kriya Shema. Be careful with reading the Kriya Shema and the Tefillah. U'sha'atam isfalal tashu asachar keba. And when you daven, do not make your davening something automatic. The topic is, we need Hashem in our lives. But rather, v'rachman v'tachanunim l'smei hamakam. Rather, a plea for Rachmanos before our Kaddish Baruch Hu. Talked about Tanura, 2 points. A, Hebe Zahir, the Kriya Shema, when it says be careful reciting Shema, the Kriya Be'onosav, to recite it at its proper time. Meaning, don't wait until after the song Kriya Shema. Wake up early, pound the pavement, daven the song Kriya Shema, something which is very hard for most of us to do, myself included. I have many times woken up after my Kriya Shema, although I do try to make an effort to daven to make Kriya Shema Bizman in the right place at the right time. Kol Tefila to nothing. So too is Zman Tefila, and every Tefila in its right time. Keva, set, a set place. Zekhtabar Kenua. Ka'adam Shigesh Alav Chova, like a person who has something fixed, he is obligated, and then says, When will I get this over from davening because God told me to. I love God, but God, this davening is taking forever. Someone remove the chazan. I want to finish 20 minutes earlier. We could have been done faster. Why did you have to sing every little thing? The Mishnah is telling us rather. Add something new to our davening. Focus on a certain idea. Focus on a mitzvah you wanted to do. Focus on, I know someone is sick, so I'm going to concentrate extra hard by Rifa'enu. If it's Shabbos, the Shabbos, I don't know that too so well, so I'm going to spend a little more time on it. I'll look at the English from Chazaras HaShad. Figure out what's going on here. Figure out what we're davening, what we're saying. You know, you can learn during Chazaras HaShatz. I do that all the time. Oh, right now we don't have a Chazaras HaShatz. Rivana Shalom should grant us to have Chazaras HaShatz in Eretz Yisrael, in the Beit HaMikdash, Kahal, Kehilat, Klal Yisrael, with Klal Yisrael together. We need Hashem in our lives. We need to be able to talk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's why Keva, having a set time for tefillah, is having a set end time. Read the words, Ashrei, I'm davening to you. Yosef Eitzach, I'm sitting in the midst of your Shekhinah. Every word in the davening is important, and every word before, and I heard it from Rabbi Tanner that before you daven, perhaps take a moment to daven. Second part of the Mishnah, Shenamar, says in Pasuk, and it seems, I'm going to say in a minute, the two parts do not seem to connect. Kichan Avrachim hi, Echapayim Rechas v'nachim ahara'a, also he's Rasha b'fnei asmacha. Asmacha. For he is gracious and compassionate, slow to anger, has many kindness and renouncing punishment. But also he Rasha asmacha, and do not be wicked in your own esteem. Hold on. Smar. And now be working in your own esteem. What does the reisha of the Mishnah, the beginning of the Mishnah, be careful of the reading of Shema and the prayer, and when you pray, do not make your prayer automatic, do not make it on autopilot, have to do with davening for Rachmanos, for it is gracious and compassionate, slow, for Hashem's gracious compassion, slow to anger, has many kindness, and he is not wicked in our own esteem. It seems that these are two very different ideas and do not connect at all. So why davening autopilot, having our davening on autopilot, and saying Shema on time, saying Tefillah on time, and focusing on our davening, okay, we're deciding davening and how we should daven. That makes sense. Now we're going into the Seifa, the second part of the Mishnah. You should daven for compassion from a Kaddish Baruch Hu, Rachmanis. You should, for Hashem is slow to anger, has many kindness and renouncing punishment, and he's not wicked in our eyes. What does it have to do with the price of tea in China? How do these two ideas connect? What does davening on autopilot have to do with Hashem not being wicked in our eyes? I don't understand this. And I'm sure those who are listening have the same puzzling question. So, Rabbi Nachman Mivratzlov goes to town on this in Likutei Maran. Likutei Maran 23:120. V'zehu, and this is, V'ati Rasha b'fnei asmacha, do not be wicked before yourself, b'fnei. I'm going to read the English. Corresponds to panai, the face, which has to do with money. What does that have to do with money? Now I'm more confused. But Nachman continues. We have a desire for money. For he doesn't believe in Hashem. He's rushing his davening. Because he's angry at God. He's like, why are you making me daven pray to you? I have a business deal. That's far more important. I could make $20,000 and become a rich man. So you understand, God. I mean, you're a busy guy too, you know, running the world. No! That's what Rabbeinu Nachman. Seven parts Akeb. I always like to lame this because it's my permissive part, and it always gives me good practice for when I embarrass myself once a year. When I lane my Bar Mitzvah, those are my brother's Bar Mitzvah. They also always pass it on to me. Which basically means a person who becomes greedy, who's arrogant. How has the mindset of, it was my strength and the power at hand that brought me all my prosperity. The stasmachas, the word to outstand the power. You think it was Hashem? Who's God? It was all me. Only me. No! Hashem has to be in our lives. Let Hashem into your life. Let God into your life. Because in Moran 196:11, because Ata Misfala Al Tasa Tuasecha Keva, when you pray Al Tasa Tuasecha Keva, you do not, when you don't make your davening, okay, I daven 20 minutes every day, so I'm going to continue to daven 20 minutes every day. I fall to this miserably as well. So we have Nachum and Bracha. But instead, Ella, rather, Rachum and Bracha to B'tacha Nunin, you have compassion and please before Hashem. You're actually talking to Hashem. You're explaining to God what your problems are. You're having a conversation, a heart-to-heart conversation with Hashem and not the guy next to you. You get schar in Olam Haba. Isn't that amazing? When you're davening, it's a davening, and it's just davening through. You're looking at an idea. You're looking at the translation. Even you could still daven fast, but have some meaning to your davening. It's not just us. It's Hashem needs to be a part of our lives. We need to let Hashem in. Realize that everything that happens is Yad Hashem. It's from the hand of Hashem. Famous song by Judea, which is one of my favorites, The Hand of Hashem. I actually want to look up the lyrics so I could find it. Here we go. I'm not going to sing it, for this is a learning. But I'll just read some lines that I think very much have to connect to what Rabbi Nachum Breslov was saying and the Mishnah. The little part is, in my mind, it was a miracle, not the obvious kind, but the last one. For those who deny it, they say it's a lie. With no help, no outside help from above. Which is just what we were talking about. That some people recognize, what do you mean, Rivana Shalom? Koach the Gibor, it's just us. Only me. God had nothing to do with this. It was just me. All of us have seen his hand at times, our hearts read his name between the lines, but some soon forget it, making believe the blind, they turn away, that's the game they play with their lives. The low part of that song, I think, really discussed what we're talking about, that we're not recognizing Kadosh Baruch Hu, and I think this is perhaps one of the reasons why we're stuck in our own homes. We need to, okay, I'm locking you in. Now, what are you going to do about it? You have to recognize the hand of Hashem. The hand of Hashem, yes, it was shown to them. The hand of Hashem, yes, it was clear to them. But those who don't see are those who refuse to see. And those who don't hear are those who refuse to hear. Those who don't see and those who don't hear are those who refuse to see and those who refuse to hear. It is right in front of us. Hashem is doing these in daily. The fact that we're awake, the fact that we're able to function amidst this pandemic is amazing. The fact that I could breathe, the fact that I could talk, the fact that I could learn, the fact that I could get up in the morning and dive in some difficulty, it's amazing for my Kadosh Baruch Hu. That's the hand of Hashem, Yad Hashem. Kutim Aran, 8:21. I'll just read this in English. He goes to town on this Mishnah. There's so much to learn from this Mishnah. The only way to attain this voice is through tefillah, through talking to Hashem, the compassion and the treaty. And compassion depends mainly upon das, knowledge. What did we just say? Those who don't hear are those who refuse to hear. Those who don't see are those who refuse to see. Those who see, listen. Those who have knowledge. Those who are willing to recognize the hand of Hashem. And all the miracles that Hashem does. Straight to Gan Eden. Straight to Olam Haba. Those who put meaning into davening, Olam Haba. But those who don't see, those who refuse to see, those who are just view davening as a chore, like cleaning your room. Nobody likes to clean the room. Everyone loves to leave the room a mess. Trust me. Look at my room. It's a mess. I get yelled at every other day. I'm 20 years old. No one likes to clean the room. We do it because, okay, my mom knocked me enough, so I'm going to clean my room. Some people view davening as, okay, God told me to pray, so I'm going to pray for 20 minutes. But I'm, you know, that business deal. How's it going? You know, hey, Ginsburg, how's your business going? Davin, we need Hashem in our lives. Says in Yeshaya, "V'yimu v'lo yishachlu v'chol har kachi." In the future, knowledge will increase. Ki yishvu rachmanos ayidiyadah, ki ikar rachmi teyach with us. For knowledge will bring us Mashiach. We need to recognize Hashem. We need to earn Mashiach. Hashem is a father figure. But Nachman and the Mishnah is telling us that just like one who has to earn. Let's say somebody wanted an Xbox 360, and he tells his father, "I want an Xbox 360." Okay, if you behave for the next 3 weeks, you'll get an Xbox 360. So too, we have to daven. We have to take our life seriously. We have to take our davening seriously, our learning seriously, everything we do seriously, everything that comes out of our mouth seriously. Everything serious, we need to live a l'chachila life and not a b'diavad life in order for Mashiach to come. We have to earn the coming of Mashiach. Tanya, I know I'm going way over here. Tanya on Nida. Now you're going to say, what does Nida have to do with Havo? So I'll tell you with the English. When Masech Nida, Daf Ramad Amad Bet, promises issued to him, be a tzaddik and don't be a rasha. And even if everyone in the world tells you you're a tzaddik, view yourself as a rasha. What's going on here? Why should I view myself as a rasha? If I'm doing chesed, I'm doing mitzvot, and I'm doing... That's the problem. That's the problem. As opposed to, I'm a nothing. I do chesed, a little bit of chesed, a little bit of mitzvot. I learn a little bit. I do the best I can, but there's always room to improve. There's always more that I could do. This isn't even half of what I could do. If you have ourselves a Rasham, view ourselves as always having to do more, then we've earned Mashiach. So the Mishnah, we need Hashem's not wicked in your own esteem. That means in our eyes, we can't view Hashem as wicked. Now, why would we view Hashem as wicked? Well, if you're the same person, and I've been that person, if you're the same person who is saying and not even realizing, oh, I'm going to learn for a half hour because you told me to. Oh, I'm going to pray for 20 minutes because you told me to, but I don't want to do it. If you're the person who views those things as a chore, then guess what? You don't view Hashem as the Melech Malchim Lachim. You don't view Hashem as a father figure. And you don't view Hashem as somebody a part of your life. Baisai, let Hashem into your life. Let Hashem into your life. And things will be so much better. We want Mashiach. I have news for you. We have to earn Mashiach. Abba Strabanathan. Shimon says on Rabbi Shimon to hear B'kriya Shema Tfilah. Someone says, be careful when you say Shema. And when you daven, don't make it just a regular conversation, but make it a deep conversation. Because 7 Yonah, Perek Daled, when Yonah is doubting Hashem, Ki atah kavach v'chanan, we say this every day in Tachanun, Erech Avayim Rechassad. We also say this in Aslichos, Ki Hashem Hashem kavach v'chanan, Erech Avayim Rechassad v'yemez. V'nachay Mahara, for Hashem is gracious and compassionate, slow to anger, full of kindness and forgiving. Amar Rabbi Eliezer ben Horkinus, be diligent in studying Torah and know how to respond to Sadugin. Do not forget one word of Torah. Know before who you work. Know who Hashem is and with whom you have made your promise. And know that he can be trusted to reward you for your actions. And we could daven right now for our friends, for those whom we know who are sick, by saying Kapetel. Even if you're listening to the recording after, I ask you to see this with me. And we'll have the 14 names we said at the beginning in mind, as well as all the other cholim. Shela mala refaina yal haharim meayin yavo ezri. Ezri meim Adonai oseh shamayim baharet ayitain lamo raglecha. V'yau yanum shomarecha. Hinei. Inu v'leishan. Shemir yitzah. Tivimot merecha. Yema b'shemez. Lo yakeka. V'yarayach v'layla. Adayna yishmarecha mikora. Yishmarech namshecha. Adonai Yishmor Tzitcha Bo'echa Me'ata B'yad Olam Achinu Kove Yisrael Tzidu Basara U'bashivya Ha'umdim Bim Bayam U'bim Yabasha Ha'makam Yenachim Aleihem Yusiyim Bishar B'shivya Hacha Bagala Utankare Benaimar. Amen. Have a good day. Stay safe, Rabbi Shai. Happy Lag Lomer.